Welcome to A Better Way to Heal podcast. I am your host, Dr. Rachel Gregg. Each episode, I will be bringing you powerful interviews or solo episodes to help take your life, health, fitness, and mindset to the next level. Get ready to step outside your comfort zone and find the beauty that awaits on the other side. If you are ready to start your journey to the best version of you, let's get started. This episode was sponsored by Audible. I love to use Audible to get in my daily personal development, learn new health and wellness tips that include ways to strengthen my body from the inside out, building my mindset muscle, improving my stress resilience, and continuing to learn even more about gut health and the microbiome. Audible is my opportunity to listen to positivity and growth, leaving behind the stresses of the world. Just use the code Dr. D-R Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, Greg, G-R-E-G-G, -20 today to get started on your Audible subscription. You won't be sorry that you did. Hey guys, what is up? Welcome to episode 1 of season 2. I'm so happy to be here. Took a little break in between seasons and now I am back. I am excited. So, wow. As I'm recording this, our country, our world is going through some, I'm not quite sure what just happened there if you're watching on YouTube, but going through some crazy stuff. So, wow, I actually recorded this episode already, what I was going to use as my episode 1, but with all the recent changes and things happening, I said, you know what, I have to re-record because there's so much, and I know there's so much stress. I know there's so much fear. We don't know when it's going to end. We don't know what it's going to look like on the other side. But the one thing we have to take solace in is that we are not in control of everything that's happening, but we are in control of the way we are reacting to what's happening. And I hope, I pray that this podcast, this YouTube channel gives you a place to go to feed yourself with a term I heard today on a podcast, positive propaganda, right? So it's filling your brain, your mind, your soul. It's feeding you with positivity and joy. And some people think, okay, you can just pretend that you're everything's fine and just ignore it. But it's not that we're ignoring the fact that there's things happening. There's things happening and there's things that are not good that are happening. But if we allow ourselves to go down that rabbit hole of things aren't going a certain way and it's out of our control, and we allow ourselves to be in that dark, negative place, it's not healthy for us. It's not serving us any purpose. What we can do is fill the world with light as much as possible for those who are in a position to hear it. My heart goes out to people who are on the front lines, who have people that are sick, who've had someone who's passed, who we're all in a hardship financially, potentially, you know, like whatever that is, I see you, I hear you. Please know that I am not anything I'm talking about, but this is all about, we are going to get out of this. This is a time for us to hit the reset button, move forward, set ourselves up for the wonderful, beautiful things that are happening and will continue to happen on the other side of this. For people in business, recessions are times of great innovation and change. So 2008 was the last time we had a recession like this. Obviously, we didn't have a pandemic alongside that, but Uber, here comes Uber, Lyft, Airbnb. I heard like things like Venmo and all of those things. So this is going to change how people shop, how people handle their money, their thought process of potentially having an in-home business, at-home business, however you want to phrase that. Health and wellness, like people are so worried about their health right now, staying healthy. I'm hoping that the epidemic, the pandemic of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, people are going to start to treat those as something that needs to be addressed. COVID is contagious, but so is negativity, right? So is disease. The foods that you're putting in your body. Those are all things that are underlining this entire situation. You're hearing, you know, a certain population is more likely to pass from this virus because they have underlying conditions. I'm not saying every single one, but I just wish for just a moment or, you know, days that we would start really looking at what's happening in our country, in our world as chronic conditions go. So in this season, I am really going to be up-leveling my message. I resonate with it even more right now because we are having things come to light for us. We need to take our power back. We need to take power back in our health, in all areas of our health, our mindsets, our physical health. I know with gyms closed, more and more trainers and gym owners are doing at-home workouts online. I have friends of mine that are like, I've been walking twice a day. So for some people, I think it's going to ignite a really beautiful journey, movement, fitness. So I'm focusing on those positives for the people that are embracing the time to up-level and do those things that they haven't been able to do in the past. I personally am trying to make the most of every moment that I do have a little more downtime. It hasn't changed my work routine all that much because I work from home anyway. What it has changed is what I'm seeing from my clients. And I'm trying to adjust the way I speak, the way I handle things, what I am offering. So in this season, I'm just going to kind of touch on some of the topics that we're going to go through. And I'm really excited with some of the guests that I have coming at you this season because I had to step outside my comfort zone. Okay. So at times we have to just take a step up. And for me, one of my fears, I'm going to be vulnerable with you right now, is fear of rejection. Not even someone saying no, but just not even answering my questions. Or I asked someone to be on my podcast and they're like, you know what? You just don't have what I need to make it worth my time, whatever that is. But I had to get over that and scale up. So I've scaled up and I'm super excited for the people that I'm bringing to you. And so it's going to get into things like mindset. So especially in times where like right in this moment, what are you consuming? Yes, food and all that, but what are you consuming on the TV? Are you watching a lot of the news? Social media? What are you, what are you scrolling through? What are you reading? People that you're talking to, people you're hanging out with, that's your environmental consumptions. So those are things you can control. Movement. So we're going to talk about why movement is so important for so many reasons. Releases the feel-good hormones. It makes you strong. It makes you feel better. Weight loss is part of that. The conditions that you may be dealing with, if you're overweight at all, those start to improve. Those markers improve. So there's so many things. Routine, especially in the morning. Get your morning off to the best start you possibly can. And that a lot of times will start the night before. If you're setting yourself up for a good morning, you're going to bed early enough so you can get up and do what you need to do before the kids get up, before the life life gets going. So routine is more important now more than ever, when days are all in a different normal right now. So lean on those routines. And if you don't have a routine, this is a great time to start one. Again, nutrition and hydration, always a big piece for me. Eating the foods that are going to nourish your body. It's eating to live, not living to eat. Not allowing the stress of the situation to get you into a place where you're consuming foods that don't serve your body, especially if you're trying to move your body more, especially if you're trying to avoid the quarantine 15, AKA like a freshman 15. Also supplementation. I'm going to go into, I just feel so strongly about this. I know there's still people out there that are like, supplements, you don't need supplements. I eat well, I eat whole foods. Awesome. I'm going to tell you right now, unless you're eating all day and you're eating large quantities of things, you are deficient. This is my pharmacist side speaking to you. You are deficient in vitamins, minerals, and essential things that you need. Supplementation is absolutely needed, especially to maintain good gut integrity. I'm going to be talking about healing. So I'm going to have people on that have started to heal. They're in their healing journey. They're not at the end, but they are definitely noticing benefits from a gut protocol that I'm using with my clients, with myself, and gut health. If you've been listening to me for a while, or if you're just starting, gut health is a huge piece of my passion, of why I do what I do. Gut health, I believe in my gut, in my core, that if you heal the gut, you can heal anything. The gut is your core. So if we're looking at what we're putting in the gut, the microbiome that we have in our guts, are we eating enough fiber? Are we eating enough healthy fruits, vegetables, you know, supplementing with a probiotic, a prebiotic, all those things that serve your body. I'm going to get into the gut-brain connection and how certain supplements actually help improve your immune system, and the difference between priming and boosting your immune system, which until recently, that was a new thing for me to look at. There is a difference between the two. And then the big one is stress resilience. 80% of Americans have chronic stress. It is, quote unquote, the silent epidemic, the silent killer for people. Stress causes so much, so many issues. And the connection between gut and your ability to increase your stress resilience. So that is your ability to handle stress, whether it's good stress, bad stress, anything in between. No matter what we do in our life, we're always going to have stress. We can never eliminate stress from our life completely. So I'm not going to ever tell you, you just got to get the stress out of your life, because you're going to be stressed out from me telling you that, because you're going to know, Rachel, that's not possible. Okay. I can't control my kids. My husband did this. My boyfriend did that. Whatever. I mean, sometimes even my dogs will get me stressed out, right? So, big problems, I know. But anyway, and how improving your gut health can improve stress resilience, help improve sleep. It can help with your focus. It helps with people that do want to lose weight. I have one of my girls that's on the gut protocol that I'm going to talk more about. And we didn't even talk about weight loss. We talked about her IBS, her hormone imbalances with her, you know, her cycle every month. And then 2 weeks in, 3 weeks in, she says to me, "Will you lose weight with these?" And I said, "Well, that is a side effect that happens. And it varies on the timeline, but yes, reducing inflammation, water weight. You're bringing in good microbiome into your body, and probably pooping more." Yep, yeah, that's how I said it. Pooping's important, people. So there's just so much, you know, for those of you, I maybe should have said this at the beginning of the episode, but I left pharmacy a little over 6 years ago. I have my doctorate in pharmacy and I worked in a retail setting, and I left because I knew deep down that what I was doing was not my passion. It wasn't what I was put on this earth to do. And I knew intuitively that there is a better way to heal, hence the title of my podcast. But I intuitively knew that my mission on this planet was to show people that they have the power to heal their bodies. And it's a great thing. You have the means to create a life for yourself that you can rewrite at any time just by changing your health. And I hope you see the power in that, because it's a beautiful thing. When you absolutely can reshape your life because you're going to take control of your health, and without your health, you have nothing. I've heard millionaires say, if I could give all my money away, if I could just get my health back. So that's powerful. And that is why I have chosen this path. So that being said, I'm super just thrilled to be back with you in this podcast YouTube setting, because some of you are watching me or listening to me, or maybe you're going to do both because you just can't get enough. So I just am so thrilled that I can share my message with all of you. So thank you for being here. I hope you're all doing well, no matter if you're listening to this while this whole craziness is going on or after the fact. It's going to be okay. We're going to be all right. We're in this together. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Just know that, the light is there if you're willing to see it. So again, appreciate all of you, every single one of you. And until the next time, be happy and be healthy and take care of yourself. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today on A Better Way to Heal podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would be forever grateful if you would take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review. I thank you for sharing this episode with someone else who needs to hear this information today. I look forward to meeting you here in each episode with great guests and useful information. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy.